really would love to see more feature-length films coming out of Jamaica. Well, first, I think we've shifted from getting a lot of films about, you know, violence in inner cities.
Right.
And now we're seeing a lot of films about mental health, especially human rights issues. We still get, you know, some entertaining films, you know, in about, you know, what happens in communities. We have a community film this year that is actually not about violence. It's about somebody winning the lotto, and it's a comedy. So we've seen where, you know, the films or mindset about filmmaking has shifted from just one thing to a broad spectrum of experiences that we know of out of our culture.
What do you think brought that on? Because I know that even initiatives like GatFest are kind of opening everybody's horizons as to what films can be made. Is, do you think it's that? Like, what do you think brought that on?
Yeah, well, I think that we also got tired of telling the same stories over, and we've or filmmakers have realized that, you know, there are other stories to tell.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So talk to me about the Karamak Film Nights. You have films from the students now.
Right. We started that a couple of years ago because our students produce films, and we're like, well, why not show the films that the students produce as well? Mm-hmm. Because they'd love to see their films on the big screen as well, and they need to get that feedback from the audience to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm. So how is the film community in Jamaica? What is that like right now?
Oh gosh, it's growing, but it's a very small, tight-knit community. If you talk to a filmmaker, they know all the filmmakers, you know, because it's such, and they all work on the same productions. So we're very optimistic in the film community, and we're optimistic about getting funding going forward. That's why the government has said that they want to support, you know, content creation and filmmaking and all of that. So yeah, and this year this is the most films we've ever gotten from Jamaican filmmakers. So we're so excited about that.
All right. So what sort of support are you getting from the government right now? Okay, so where do you hope to see GatFest go in the future from this year?
I want to see GatFest be a number one tour event for tourists to attend as well. Mm. Right now, most of the persons who come to GatFest is like a small arts or filmmaker art adjacent community, but I'd love for that audience to grow and for the average person to know about GatFest and to come and see Jamaican films.
So why should they come and see the Jamaican films? Like, should they come? Tell us why we should come.
Let me tell you, I don't want to sound biased, but the Jamaican films are my favorite because it's rooted in our culture. There's when you see a Jamaican comedy, you know it's going to be hilarious. It's so funny, or humor is on another level, and it's like a close kept secret. It's like an inside joke with our own humor. So come out and see that. We see the stories that we're telling, things you can relate to. That's why we have this film festival here, because you can see things on screen that you can relate to. Because most of these stories are shared stories. Mm-hmm. So that's why you should definitely come out and support. And support our local filmmakers, because in that way, that's how we grow our film industry.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much. That was great. You see, you didn't have anything to wear.